Chris Paul.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to this week's Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are back here in the studio in Colorado. I'm actually getting ready to head out on a little bit of travel, so I'll be doing some shows from the road. We actually will be playing some other shows that I'm actually doing a recordings for some guests, because Sunday can sometimes be a little more difficult. So we are actually heading to Florida. If you've listened to a show a couple of weeks ago with regards to my grandson and his medical condition, we are going there to spend a little bit of time, but I will be doing the show from Colorado. Now, last week's show, we had on a young innovator, 18 years old, who had developed a medical device to help people return motion to their hands and their bodies after they've had a stroke. This week, we are actually going even younger on the innovators list. In this case, we have invited a young guest, Bishop Curry, to the show. So, Bishop, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay? I know you're down in Dallas, and I appreciate you and your family taking the time out of your schedule on a Sunday to join us.
Yeah, I can hear fine.
Good, good. So, Bishop got introduced to us. You know, our show, as you know, we've been covering a lot of young innovators, those that probably are at the age category that would shock a lot of us as to being able to doing some really new and interesting things. So someone reached out to us, introduced us to Bishop and his family, and we heard about his story and thought we'd use the platform of the radio show, one, to highlight the need for this solution, but also to talk about young innovators and the fact that there really isn't an age category. It isn't about you got to be in college or you have to be out in the work world or you have to have lots of money, but that you can actually innovate wherever you're at currently at the moment. So, Bishop, tell us a little bit about yourself. You live in Dallas with your family. Talk about your family a little bit.
So, my family is like, so my mom works with special needs. She's also a volleyball coach. My dad works for Toyota. And my brother has his own company, which is called Kid Ladder. And my sister is just being the daughter of the family.
And how old is your brother?
He is 9.
So you've innovated your solution, and your brother at 9 has this thing called Kid Ladder. That's pretty amazing. So let's talk a little bit about the motivation for this invention that you came up with. So as I understand it, you saw, read, or heard about this tragic accident with a young infant. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, we are all watching the news, and then a baby dies in a hot car, and her name was Fern. And I thought, like, this shouldn't happen to anybody, so I came up, like, I took a pencil and a pen, And then I drew up the first model, which was like a literal car seat. And that's basically how it happened.
And so in this case, you heard about the story of Fern, 6 months old. She dies in a car after she's been left in the car from the heat, right? And I guess her family lives fairly close to you. So in this case, Dallas, Texas. I was just in Dallas, in fact, earlier this week for some meetings, and it was unbelievably hot there. So you took it on kind of as a personal challenge to come up with a solution that kids should not die from being left in the automobiles or being forgotten in the car. So tell us a little bit about your, you know, the early ideas that you came up with.
Well, the earlier ideas, like, you mean like beside Oasis or like the first models of it?
Yeah, well, the first, how you got everything from the time you saw the TV, you know, the reporting of the child, you know, unfortunately dying, all the way through the process. Share all the ideas you came up with, what worked, what didn't work, and what you learned.
So our first model, we took like my sister's old car seat, and I tried to like organize where everything went, which was a fail. Then our next idea, I tried to consider milk.
So hold on,
plastic.
What failed on that? What were you trying to do?
I was trying to like organize everything, but everything kept falling off. So I had to think of like a new design that was smaller and it's less complicated. So like our second model was let me think. Oh yeah, our second model was actually like this L-shaped thing, and we used acetone and we melted it with styrofoam, and we were doing like making plastic out of both of those, because you know the science experiment when you put like styrofoam and acetone and it's just like sinks.
Yep.
And it leaves like a plastic at the bottom. We tried to use that, but all the plastic spilled out and it would never dry. So like I honestly considered melting like plastic silverware. That would have worked way better.
And so you were trying to melt the plastic for what? To create a very specific shape?
No. We tried because, like, our shape was not very, like, specific at all. It was just a block.
Yep.
Which was, like, I don't know what we were going to do with it, but we were probably going to do, like, new shoot. But then my fourth model in that, that I have now and sometimes use to bring on TV is a 3D printed model. I use Tinkercad to 3D print it, and like it's basically like the exact model of what it looks like.
So what does this device do? What is it you're trying to, how does this prevent the child from being forgotten or left in the car?
So it has a sensor at the bottom, and it senses, like you know how, like, a heat sensor camera?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, and you know where it really senses, like, actual people?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the body parts and everything, it's going to sense that. And then it's going to, when it realizes it's a baby and, like, not a purse, because sometimes people throw, like, grocery bags or purses in the baby car seat.
Yep.
And when it realizes it's not a purse or a bag, it starts blowing cold air, and it tries to keep it at a specific temperature.
Yep.
And so I'm not really supposed to go deep in the I'm not supposed to really go deep in the details, because I don't really want it to get stolen as like an idea. So I'm gonna be careful about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody's got to make sure that you get your in your write up. I know that you've filed your patents on your ideas already. Mm-hmm. So you've got that. You've got at least that protection. So, but basically, what you've designed is some way to actually sense that there's a real baby in the car. And so,
yes.
Therefore, then what? Does it call the parents or something or put on an alarm?
Yeah, there's a detector that calls the parents and the police, which is going to be, like, kind of complicated. So we got to get, like, all the police stations to cooperate and everything.
Yeah, so therefore then, you know, so if someone does forget it, the parents are reminded, hey, you know, I think you've got a child in the car. And then if it starts to get too warm, then it starts, you know, calling police or other people in order to get more action to get the baby, out of the car. And so how have you tested this device so far? Have you actually put it in the cars and tried it out?
Well, we are testing, like, all the mechanics part of it, how the fan works, how the cooling system, and stuff. We can't really get the sensor quite right, but that's okay because we aren't using the models we're using. The manufacturers can provide everything we need for the, Oasis. So
great.
It's going to have everything, not to alarm anybody.
Perfect. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue on our conversation with Bishop Curry, talking about his work and his innovations and the motivation he had in trying to solve a national problem, particularly in the summertime, where children accidentally get left in the car and the car overheats and it has catastrophic results. So when we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation with Bishop and find out more about kind of the current status and what his plans are for the for his innovation. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we jump back into this segment of the show, just need to do a quick shout out to one of our sponsors, which is Zoom. Zoom is what allows us to bring our guests in for the interviews that are remote. We also use Zoom to coordinate all of the activities, scheduling and promoting of guests. And then also I use Zoom in my day job where I'm a CEO and I have my team members scattered out all over the world. Zoom has basically the best audio, the best video, and the best collaboration technology, and works everywhere. I've done Zoom calls from Rwanda, Africa, to Beijing, China, to Auckland, New Zealand, and of course, everywhere in the United States that I travel to. So check it out. Zoom is made available a free account, so go to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. You can get your free account. It allows you to collaborate with up to 50, that's right, 50 people. And check that out. Use this tool. It's basically the next generation of all of the old previous tools that are out there. And they recently just announced that it now works with all of the old Polycom rooms and all the Cisco telepresence rooms. So even if you have all of those previous systems, Zoom works with them. So check it out. It will definitely kick up the productivity of you and your team and your organization. So hop on over, killinnovations.com/Zoom. And check it out. And if you do go forward and use them, let them know where you heard about it here on the Killer Innovation Show. So let's continue on our conversation with Bishop here. We're coming back into the second segment. So Bishop, share with us a little bit about the process. It sounds like you went through a bunch of different prototypes. And what did you learn through the whole process of going through that prototyping process?
First, like, we did a GoFundMe to get up to, like, $20,000, and so we got $40,000, which is, like, twice, like, $20,000 over our goal. So, yay, America. And also, so we gave that $20,000 to this dude who is a lawyer, and he's going to help us. He used that money for, like, the Oasis, and basically, like, the process of going to the National Patent Office, which he did, except, like, it's gonna be here, like, next year. Like, that's when it's gonna be, like, fully patented off the bat, because they're doing, we hope so, because, like, they're doing, like, so much, like, research, because they're constantly on the computers, like, is there anything that does this?
Right.
And I'm like, I'm really hoping there isn't, because, like, sometimes Because I had a nightmare that this one guy posted this picture of that, like, from, like, nobody even knows him, and he's, like, from absolutely just came out of the random. And I'd be like...
So what Bishop is talking about is the requirement, the U.S. Patent Office requires, has a term that they require for innovation called uniqueness. It has to be unique. It can't be something that's already in the marketplace, already shipping, or already patented. If it's already out there, it's classified as what we call prior art. So you have to, and part of the patenting process is they go through and scour everything out there trying to make sure that the approach that they're doing is unique. And I'll tell you, Bishop, the concern you have about having someone who randomly comes out of left field with a similar idea is something that everybody that's ever invented has. But it's actually more rare than you think. It's not as common. You know, if you come up with something totally novel in your own head, in your own approach, the odds are actually pretty high that you can get a patent, if it's not an obvious thing, but that you can get a patent on it. But everybody worries about it. It's one of the things that I get a lot of phone calls from people about, you know, is my idea unique enough? Will it get a patent? Will a patent be issued? And it takes longer than you think. It takes a lot longer than you think. So now that you've got the patent work done, you've done the 3D printing in order to get some basic work done. What's next on the horizon for you? Where do you go next? You know, obviously you're waiting for the patent, but are you talking to companies about doing something with this technology?
Well, I think we're going to go to like some manufacturers that'll basically build a factory, I think, or have like those like self factory machines that link together, and there's like one arm that puts things together and screws them in, which are really cool and really useful for like things like this size. It's not like they can't build like cars because they aren't that big. It's like as big as like a claw machine.
Yep. Yeah. So you're actually then looking to actually start building up some product. You got to get it out there and get it tested, make sure it works. And then are you planning on then selling it to people like on Amazon, or is that kind of your model?
I don't really care where it gets sold as long as it gets out.
Okay.
I also found like a gift, like, so literally, like, with any problem, I just put things together and I solved it because somebody asked me a question about the drunk driving, and then I told them an idea for it, except they didn't quite get what I was saying, even though I told them, like, if you put all this together, you'll get your solution. So, if, like, literally anybody asked me how to build something that's not too complicated or like a simple world problem, like heat stroke. Well, it's not really simple, but
you're actually helping others then with their ideas right now. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because somebody told me like something that'll help drunk drivers in case if it was going to be like this Google Map thing. Well, it's not an app; it's something that you attach to your car. And, like, when you go somewhere, it'll locate, like, all, like, the places that have, like, that sell, like, high alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
And then that thing will, like, when you come back near the car, it's gonna call a cab, and it's gonna be, like, keeping you there until, like, the cab gets there, and then it's gonna drive you home until you can come back and get the car. But this is like a first thing, so like if I really thought about it more, I can make it change.
Yeah, so that's great, because I'd like to hold off. Let's talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. We're going to take another quick commercial break here, come back and wrap up our conversation with Bishop Curry about his idea and taking it forward as far as how to protect children who may accidentally be left in a car. To save them, but it sounds like Bishop's also advising and helping others on their other ideas. So with that, we're going to pick up this conversation as soon as we come back from this quick commercial break and continue on our conversation. We'll also talk a little bit about Kidladder, the program kind of tech camp that him and his brother do. So you want to hear about that also? Think about it. A fifth grader. So what's your excuse? What's your excuse for sitting on the couch? So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Bishop Kura. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 800-387-2723.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we hop back into this segment, I need to do a shout-out to a new sponsor, HP. Now, some of you are going to yell, whoa, timeout, foul, you know, you're formerly the Chief Technology Officer for HP, which is true. I retired at the end of 2011. But recently, HP has approached us and began sponsoring the show. Obviously, we have a long history with their products and technologies, but it's really driven by the support that HP has given me over the years for some of the charity work that I do. When I was at HP, we started Hacking Autism, which is a nonprofit that focuses on helping those that are on the autism spectrum, both with technology for those that typically are at the nonverbal end of the spectrum. Also, most recently, hackingautism.org has been focused on employment. We started this work when at HP as part of an HP program, and HP graciously allowed me to take it on. Through their sponsorship, if you've been a longtime listener to the show, you know that this is not a money maker. You know, look, 13 years of doing the show. And I've been funding this out of my own pocket. With sponsorships, both Zoom and with HP, we only take sponsorships for products and technologies we actually use, so it's not a money thing. And the money they provide as part of the funding frees up dollars that then goes to the charity organization. So it's actually a big help in funding and moving the charity work forward, and both HP and Zoom have been phenomenal sponsors. HP's come up with some more recent products. I'm now carrying an EliteBook 360. Love it. Ultra thin. Phenomenal on the EliteBook line. If you're a business user of HP products, go talk to your CIO. Ask them for that EliteBook 360. You will absolutely love it. We also have been using Z2 workstations. We have an HP Slice right here that actually is what the Zoom sessions connect to. So we're completely outfitted here and love it. So go ahead and check it out. Go over to killerinnovations.com/HP, killerinnovations.com/HP. And you can see all of the products and technologies that we are using here in the studio that are provided by HP. Soon we will also have another announcement. We're building a second studio, so stay tuned. Not going to get into the details of that. We'll probably have more news about that in the fall. But we're pretty excited about it. We're in the phases of doing that. That would give us a lot more flexibility to support and do the shows from wherever we're at, whether we're here in Colorado, Florida, or anywhere around the globe. So you're definitely going to want to stay up with that. And also, HP's most recently has been focused on the work around security and securing those laptops, securing your printers, securing your personal and private information. So you are going to want to check that out. Security is becoming increasingly important for all of us, And so that is important.
Like all the processes.
And so,
like
therefore, hey, Bishop, let's pick up our conversation on where we were with Bishop Curry. So, hey, Bishop, let's talk more about what's next for you. You're in fifth grade. What is it you want to do with your future? What is it you want to become when you grow up? Which is kind of the standard question everybody wants to ask.
I'd be an inventor and an actor.
An inventor and a doctor?
Actor.
Oh, actor. An actor. Oh, okay. Why an actor?
I like movies.
You like movies. Well, actually, during the commercial break, or actually before we even started the show, Bishop and I were talking about what he wants to do with his gear in order to get his own YouTube channel up and going. I think you got to be a little bit older, though, to have your YouTube channel.
You can be any age to have a YouTube channel.
And so what other inventions are you working on? You talked a little bit before we went to the commercial break and shared, for instance, what you were, a friend of yours who was talking about specifically drunk driving in the vehicle. So talk about some of the other ideas you're working on.
Well, I'm not really working on them. I just mentioned them. Mm-hmm. It was like the drunk driving ideas was basically like this. It goes along Google Maps, except it's not like an app. You get this little tab, and it's like, and you can click it to your car, and where it, like, wherever you drive, it'll locate you. And if you're like going to any like alcoholic places or mm-hmm. like anywhere selling like really like things that could like change your mood or like what you do, it's mm-hmm. going to like call a cab. Like right, like when you arrive and you're there for like longer than an hour, it's gonna call a cab.
Mm-hmm. So what do your friends and teachers think about all of this? You've had some articles. You've been out there a little bit with your original invention. So what do you hear from your friends or from your teachers at school?
Well, they either want money or they want to work with me.
So, you know, want to work with you? You mean like your friends want to actually become part of your company to do something with this?
Yeah, they also want to me to help them with their ideas.
Well, that's not always a bad thing, right? If you're an innovator and you've proven how to do it, but you got to be a little careful because I guess it can eat up a lot of your time. You still got to go to school while you're also trying to do something with your idea.
Yeah, there's not a lot of free time.
And what invite? Did I hear this correctly? You're being invited to give a TED Talk.
Oh yeah, like I'm gonna fly up to Maryland.
Oh, so it's like a TEDx talk somewhere up there, right? Up in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very that's actually very very exciting. Not many people get invited by TED to come do a TED Talk, so. You get your 18 minutes of fame. You've got to make sure you nail your talk pretty cleanly.
It depends, about how big the stadium. Like, is it like as big as a stadium, or is like small as this room here?
Think of it as kind of with most TEDx talks are along the lines of like a movie theater. It's about that size. It's not like you're not going into Redskins. You're not going to go into Redskins Stadium and give a talk, you know. But it's more like a movie theater. But that is exciting from the stand. Some of the other young innovators that have been on the show, a number of them have also given, you know, TED Talks. But I've never had a guest on as young as you. You do qualify. I've had 15-year-olds. I've had 17-year-olds. I've had 18-year-olds. You qualify as the youngest guest on the show, talking about their innovation work.
Soon they're gonna get up to 5.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If Isaiah's company gets very far, anybody can do it because it makes the patenting process way easier.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it is about getting the ideas and getting it out there, right? But it's as you've shared, right? You have to raise a little bit of money in order to to make it real, to actually get something, you know, that could be, you know, turned into a product that you can actually ship it and sell it and support it.
Mm-hmm.
So who else is helping you? Who's advising you through this whole process?
Like guiding me?
Yeah.
Basically my dad, because he's like paying and like doing anything he can to help me get this out.
Well, parent support is important. In fact, that's probably one of the common themes across all of the young innovators we've had here on the radio show, is the role of the parents, you know, from the standpoint of the, moms and dads, et cetera. So what are you doing in school these days? Does your school have something that allows you to continue to work on your ideas or work on your projects, or do you have, like your 3D printers, do you have those at your school?
Well, no, but they usually call me up in the office because that's what they did for my very, like, first interview, because I was going to be on a newspaper, and, like, they called me up there, and I talked to her. I got to miss a lot of class, so that was great.
Hey, so Bishop, we're going to wrap it up here at this point in the show. I do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be part of this and sharing this with us. I'll have contact information if you want to track some of the articles that have been written about Bishop and his project. So, Bishop, I thank you a lot for taking the time out of your schedule and for your parents for making you available. And
it
I
was
wish
my
you,
pleasure.
And I wish you the best of luck on your project.
You too.
Thank you. And with that, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We've got the last and final segment, and we'll talk, give you an update on some of the other things and one big announcement. So we'll be right back after this break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations. Welcome to the Innovators. Where you?
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're going to wrap up today's show here in the fourth segment. We just wrapped up our first three segments with Bishop Curry, a fifth grader, who has worked out an idea to actually help save babies who accidentally get forgotten in their car seats in their cars, inspired by a young girl, Fern, in Dallas, Texas, who was 6 months old and it accidentally was left in the car and died as a result of that. Bishop shared a whole bunch. I mean, it's kind of interesting to hear the innovation perspective from a fifth grader, right? And look, I can come up with 10,000 excuses. All of you can come up with 10,000 excuses of why you can't take an idea that you have and go do something with it. And here's a fifth grader, right, who, okay, getting help from his parents. His dad's giving him some coaching guidance. Goes off and gets a FundMe page set up. Asks for, you know, $20,000. Gets $40,000 as part of his FundMe page. And is in the process of getting his patents and getting his prototype built and all those activities. So the question I have for all of us, me included, you know, is, so, you know, so what's our excuse? How many ideas do you have written down in your notebooks or on the back of a napkin, or you're thinking about at night going, wow, I think I got a really great idea. What is preventing you from going off and doing something with it, right? So, yeah, I think that's the encouragement, you know, whether it's last week's show where we listened to an 18-year-old in a medical device where him and his three buddies now are doing a skip year. They're not going right to college. They're going to take a year gap in between high school and college and see how far they can actually take this idea and turn it into a real product. And now you've listened to Bishop talk about his idea. Now, I can tell you, Bishop is the youngest guest I've ever had on this show. And it's been the only time I've ever been interviewing a fifth grader. Brought back all kinds of memories with my kids at the time. So hopefully you found that both insightful, but also encouraging of like, here's this kid who's doing something, and you know, what excuse do we have? So one big announcement I want to share with you today is we are launching the Innovators Community. So it's over at theinnovators.community, theinnovators.community. So if you've been following me for quite some time, you know that I've been teaching masterminds, and I've also done coaching and mentoring. This, however, is a community of innovators who can support each other and provide expertise, whether that's ideation or prototyping, manufacturing, supply chain, sales, marketing, of a wide variety of expertise coming together as part of the community. And it's really about the community supporting each other. Now, I'm very active. It's a Slack community that has been set up by the Innovators Network, which this show is part of, and Kim McNicholas' show is part of, and we have a whole bunch of people who've been on the show, actually guests on the show, who are active and part of the community. We'll also be hosting exclusive webinars and online discussions and pseudo kind of mastermind activities where one person is working on a very particular problem and the community comes together as kind of an online activity to help them through a problem. So why am I so big on this community? Well, one, look, I've done coaching and mentoring, and I can usually take on maybe one or two senior executives in a coaching and mentoring, and that's great, but you can only have an impact on a few people. I've done masterminds, I've hosted masterminds, and I'm kind of able to impact about 8 to 10 people. And if you've been a longtime listener of this show, you know that one of my big motivators is this is my way of pay it forward. How do I invest back into people the same way that Bob Davis, my original mentor, invested in my life that put me onto a track for the career that I've had? How do I help others? And that's where the community comes in. It allows for a high level of engagement, taking advantage of all the new tools, whether it's Zoom or Slack, and not be limited by two arms, two legs, and 24 hours a day. Plus, our community, the people that I interact with that are listeners and followers and people that I've now become friends over the 13 years of doing this show are phenomenal experts. You know, whether that's Seth Taylor at Stoshin in Salt Lake City or John Osborne, who was most recently head of innovation at Kroger Foods, who's now doing a new thing around innovation and IoT. Woody Woodward up in Michigan, he's been a leading innovator in the software consulting space for quite some time. So bringing all this expertise together into the community to really make that available to all of you, the listeners. So this is your opportunity. It isn't just about you listening to the show or listening to Kim McNicholas' show or periodically maybe dropping an email or commenting on a blog post or show notes. Here's your opportunity to have daily, regular kind of that, banging up against other innovators, getting your questions answered, you helping others because of your expertise and background, and really bring this community together. It's a Slack community. It's private. You need to sign up. There is a registration process for it. You can find out more over at theinnovators.community, theinnovators.community. That will be a landing page. It'll give you everything that is part of becoming a member of the community. You can check that out and join us. We'd love to have you part of it. Some of you have already snuck around and found this page and have joined. Thank you for being great detectives. But in this case, we're opening it up to the listeners of the podcast. We're not running ads yet. We're not opening it up to everybody. I want to give an opportunity for regular listeners of the podcast to go check that out. So again, theinnovators.community. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Appreciate you taking the time. As I said, we're live in the studio today. We're going to be traveling to Florida with Caleb and my grandson and his health issues. You can go back and look for the show that is on Orphan Innovations if you want to hear more about what's going on in orphan drugs and the medical issues and situations that we're experiencing, but we've now found a community of people who also are experiencing it. So go check that out. And thank you very much for taking the time to be part of the show today. Thank you for listening. Love to hear your feedback. Also, any topic you would like to have covered in upcoming shows, drop them our way, phil@killerinnovations.com. That's an email that comes directly to me. And with that, keep on innovating. Don't let the innovation antibodies keep you down. Get out there, kick some butt, and change the world. We'll talk to you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.